Hello, this is Greg, and I'll be reading the Vermilion County News for Tuesday, March 3rd, 2020. And we'll start with the front page of the commercial news. Our first story is entitled Four Permits on Zoning Agenda, and this is by Jennifer Bailey. Danville. Four special use permits concerning a cannabis cultivation center, large ground solar panel energy system, retail gun shop and specialty goods store, and a bar tavern are up for auction or up for action this week by the Danville Area Planning and Zoning Commission. The city's Public Works Department staff supports approval of all four based on information available and without benefit of additional information that may be presented at the public hearings. The public hearings will be on Green Growth Group Incorporated of Chicago, who is requesting a special use permit be granted for property at 202 to 204 Eastgate Drive, zoned I-2 General Industrial, for a medicinal adult use cannabis cultivation center. According to the city staff recommendation, the special use designation is consistent with the character of the neighborhood. This is a non-customer-facing business focused on the cultivation, extraction, and transportation of cannabis. The vacant warehouse space is owned by Shaheen and Company Incorporated, Morris Flamingo of Atlanta, Georgia. Green Growth already gave a presentation to aldermen on its plans. The initial lease, which is contingent upon obtaining an adult use cultivation center license, would be $3,665 a month from February of 2020 to June 30th of 2025. According to Green Growth's zoning paperwork, we do not anticipate an impact on traffic volumes. G3 will hire the equivalent of 10 local full-time employees in year one, 25 in year two, and 45 in year three. A timetable for development hasn't been given. Simone Grimes with Green Growth Group told the Danville City Council last month they plan to submit a license application to the state for operation on March 13th. The state is expected to issue licenses in July. Green Growth doesn't sell directly to consumers, but plans to distribute the product to about 22 dispensaries across Illinois. Grimes said dispensaries don't have sufficient supply and are seeing shortages. It would start out with 5,000 square feet of space and grow in phases to 17,400 square feet. About 70% of the product will be for infused products, with the remaining 30% flower product. Hours of operation would be from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Aqua Illinois and Soul Systems are again requesting a special use permit for 1300 West Fairchild Street, zoned AG Agriculture, for a solar panel project. Soul Systems' proposal failed to receive a majority city council vote last year. The project already had been accepted for a large distribution generation solar energy site in the state's Solar Energy Tax Credit Lottery by the Illinois Power Agency. The project's changes are a setback increased from 150 feet to keep a minimum 200 feet of wooded buffer, 10 feet of additional vegetative buffer, fixed solar panels tilted south, and a 10-foot-tall privacy fence behind the vegetative buffer. The fence had previously proposed at 7 feet tall. The project still would see the installation of about 7,000 solar panels on land near Aqua Illinois' water treatment plant. Soul Systems officials say this will be a 1.6 megawatt AC project on 8 acres. Neighbors have been against the project due to the aesthetics of seeing the solar panels near their residential area and effects on property values. Aqua Illinois Area Manager Andy Price said the project will help Aqua avoid raising rates as often. According to a project overview, Aqua felt that a virtually noiseless solar array located behind at least 200 feet of trees and natural vegetation and a fence screen would be a less intrusive use of the property in consideration of the residential neighbors whose property adjoins the parcel where the project will be located. Gregory Hoover is requesting a special use permit for 3803 North Vermilion Street, zoned B2 Highway Business, to operate a retail gun shop / specialty goods store. The space, owned by Jack Lucas of Danville, is vacant office and retail space in a strip mall adjacent to Chuck and Cloud's vape shop. City staff recommendation is specialty good firearm sales are typically zoned for B3, B4 areas, both of which are currently located adjacent to residential zones. The existing buffer is adequate. One large tree has been planted for each 75 feet. There is also another firearms dealer in a B2 nearby. Hoover said his proposed business is called Greg's Gun Gallery. He said he will buy, sell, and trade guns and do firearms transfers. "I'm not looking to be a sporting goods store," he said about sporting goods apparel and other items. However, he said he's considering archery items. He said he's new to the gun shop business and has been working with the city and also state and federal processes. Garrett and Heather Pierce request a special use permit for 127 North Walnut Street, the former Habitat Restore building, zoned B4 General Business, for use as a bar or tavern or nightclub. City staff recommendation about it being consistent with the current character of the neighborhood: the comprehensive plan calls for more dense development in the downtown area, and a bar tavern is in line with this goal. The Pierces, who own and operate the nearby Fat Man's Warehouse Bar, own the property. Our next story is entitled, "We'll Never Forget Him, $3 Million Gift from Hegler to Help Cancer Center." And this story is by Mary Wyckoff. Danville. Many people don't expect cancer to be part of their future, and many don't even know that OSF Healthcare has a cancer center on its campus. But those who walk through these doors as patients, loved ones, or caregivers, they know who we are. Dr. Joe Mel S. Labiog, medical director of the Babette Steely Hegler Cancer Care Center, said on Monday. The late Julius W. Hegler II not only knew about the center, but cared enough about it and its patients to leave a $3 million gift in his estate. The center is named in honor of his wife, who died of ovarian cancer in 1976. Before Hegler died in June 2019 at the age of 91, he bequeathed large sums to various organizations in the county. OSF officials from Peoria and Danville, representatives of the Julius W. Hegler II Foundation, as well as numerous community leaders gathered Monday to pay tribute to Hegler and his legacy. The gift was given to the OSF Healthcare Foundation with the intention of supporting, enhancing, and expanding the oncology programs and services in Danville. The Cancer Center is located behind the Sacred Heart Medical Center. Labiog said, "What people remember when they visit the center is the warm welcome from the staff. They remember the hugs, whether after good or bad news. They know that hug is genuine," he said. "It's why we're so successful. It's not the magic pill or shiny machines. It's the people who we have." He added, "That's why people like Julius give. They give because in their heart they know it's the right thing to do. The center not only cures people, but offers hope," he said. Sister Judith Ann Duval, chairperson of the boards with OSF Healthcare, asked the audience to stand and applaud Hegler. "We'll never forget him," she said. "His legacy touched nearly every nook and cranny of this community. He was dedicated to advocating for those most in need," Duval said. "The gift will honor Babette Steely Hegler in perpetuity, an individual that I did not have the pleasure of meeting, but will always be cherished in the hearts of our sisters and community of caregivers. Dr. Jared Rogers, president of OSF Healthcare Sacred Heart Medical Center, said the gift from the Julius W. Hegler II Foundation exemplifies what Hegler lived for. He lived to give back to others in the community he called his home. Danville and Vermilion County are much the better for the life that Julius led, but he has shown us all that it doesn't stop with his death or folding his wings, as he commonly referred to it. His legacy will live on for many decades in the cutting-edge care for those afflicted with cancer for whom he had such great compassion. The money will be used for forwarding the treatment of cancer so people can live not only longer but better lives. Hegler had announced in 2015 that he would leave the gift, and the center then was renamed in honor of his wife. Tom Hammerton, president of the OSF Healthcare Foundation in Peoria, lost his wife to cancer 14 years ago and understands the importance of keeping cancer care in the community. In fact, a $237 million cancer center will open in Peoria, with ground to be broken in August. That center will have the state-of-the-art resources and telehealth programs that can be used by other OSF facilities. "Our goal is to keep people in the community," he said. Referring to Danville's gift, he said, "The legacy that Julius has given illustrates the transformative impact one life can have on many, many others. In this case, an entire community. We are grateful to Julius for his extraordinary generosity and his powerful example of the philanthropic spirit." Phil Mule, an advisor to the Julius W. Hegler II Foundation, said the philanthropist was always ready to step up when there was a need. "Julius lived simply and used his financial good fortune for the benefit of others," said Mule, who is also chairman of the OSF Healthcare Sacred Heart Medical Center Foundation Council. He especially became a strong proponent of advances in cancer treatment after his wife was diagnosed. "We'll never forget him," he said. The OSF Babette Steely Hegler Cancer Center is the only full-service cancer center in Vermilion County offering cancer treatment with medical oncology and radiation oncology in one location. And we have quite a few obituaries today to read, so we're going to switch over to that now. And the first one is for Jack Owen Picklap. Jack Owen Picklap, 63, of Danville, passed away Friday, February 28th in Urbana, Illinois. Jack was born in Danville on August 30th, 1956. Visitation will be from 4 to 7 p.m. Tuesday, March 3rd, at Sunset Funeral Home and Cremation Center in Danville. A celebration of Jack's life will take place at 10 a.m. Wednesday, March 4th, at the funeral home, with Jim Russell officiating. Burial will take place at Johnson Cemetery. In lieu of flowers, the family requested memorial donations be placed in Jack's name to the REACH program at Second Church of Christ in Danville. Billy Holycross. Billy Jack Holycross, 85, of Cayuga, passed away at 9:08 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Sunday, March 1st, 2020, at his residence surrounded by his family. Funeral services will be at 11 a.m. Eastern Time on Thursday, March 5th, at Deverter Funeral Home in Cayuga, Indiana. Officiating minister will be Carl Huxford. Burial will take place at Sunset Memorial Park in Danville. Visitation will be from 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Wednesday, March 4th, at the funeral home. Deverter Funeral Home in Cayuga, Indiana, is honored to be caring for the Holy Cross family. Kelly Lee Pierce. Kelly Lee Pierce, 56, of Fithian, died peacefully after a brief battle with cancer on Sunday, March 1st, 2020, at Carle Foundation Hospital in Urbana. She was surrounded by family and her longtime friend Jenny Clark Modlin. A celebration of life service will be at 4 p.m. Saturday, March 7th, at Sunset Funeral Home and Cremation Center in Danville. Officiating will be Pastor James Blue. Burial will be in Sunset Memorial Park in Danville at a later date. Visitation will be from 1 to 4 p.m. Saturday, just prior to the service at the funeral home. Memorial donations may be made in Kelly's name to Fairchild Animal Hospital. Marietta G. Layden. Marietta Eileen G. Layden, 92, of Hubston, passed away at 6:44 p.m. Sunday, February 23, 2020, at Autumn's Fields. Funeral Mass for Mrs. Layden will be at 11 a.m. Saturday, March 7th, at St. Anthony Catholic Church at 423 South 3rd Street, Hubston, with Father Thomas Gibson officiating. As per her wishes, cremation rites will be accorded and a burial will be held at a later date. Visitation will be from 4 to 7 p.m. on Friday, March 6th, at the Blurton Funeral Home, 309 East Washington Street in Hubston. In lieu of flowers, memorial contributions may be made to the Hubston Multi-Agency Grant Township Food Cupboard, Hubston Public Library, or St. Anthony Catholic Church, all in Hubston. Dorothy M. Dice. Dorothy, or Dort M. Dice, 97, of Vetersburg, Indiana, passed away at 11:40 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on Sunday, March 1st, 2020, at Brownsburg Meadows Healthcare in Brownsburg, Indiana. Funeral services will be at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Thursday, March 5th, at Dickerson Funeral Home in Vetersburg with Pastor Gary Johnson officiating. Visitation will begin at noon Eastern Standard Time on Thursday at the funeral home and continue until the time of service at 1 p.m. Burial will be at Rockfield Cemetery near Vetersburg. Roy Lee White. Roy Lee White, 74, of Centralia and formerly of Danville, Illinois, passed away at 10:25 p.m. February 29, 2020, at Warren G. Murray Developmental Center in Centralia. A celebration of life will be at 10 a.m. Thursday, March 5th, at Sunset Funeral Home and Cremation Center in Danville. Rod Godley will officiate. Burial will be in Johnson Cemetery. Visitation will be from 4 to 7 p.m. Wednesday, March 4th, at the funeral home. Memorials may be made in Roy's memory to the Warren G. Murray Development Center, care of Elm Cottage, 1535 West McCord Street, Centralia, Illinois, 62801, or to Vermilion Heights Christian Church. Donna Jean Chernoff. Donna Jean Chernoff, 86, of Laguna Hills, California, passed away February 20th, 2020, peacefully at home with her family surrounding her. Private graveside services were held at El Toro Memorial Park in Lake Forest, California. Memorials to the Best Friends Society, 5001 Angel Canyon Road, Kansas, Utah, 84741, attention member services, or email bestfriends.org. The Robison Chapel in Catlin is assisting the family locally. Irma I. Brown. Irma I. Brown, 77, of Danville, passed away at Accolade Healthcare in Paxton on February 28, 2020, at 4:36 a.m. A celebration of life will be held on Wednesday, March 4th, 2020, at 10 a.m. at Crossroads Christian Church, 3613 North Vermilion Street in Danville. Miles Clark will officiate. Burial will be in Oak Ridge Cemetery in Catlin. Visitation will be held on Tuesday, March 3, 2020, from 4 to 7 p.m. at Sunset Funeral Home and Cremation Center in Danville. Memorials may be made in Irma's memory to Crossroads Christian Church. Virginia Lee Miller. Virginia Lee Miller, 86, of Vetersburg, passed away at 8:05 a.m. Friday, February 28, 2020, at Signature Healthcare in Lafayette, Indiana. Funeral service will be at 1 p.m. Monday, March 2, 2020, at Dickerson Funeral Home in Vetersburg, with Pastor Joe Dodds officiating. Visitation will begin at 11:30 a.m. Monday, March 2nd, at Dickerson Funeral Home and continue until the time of service. Burial will be at Mount Hope Cemetery in Covington. Margaret June Murphy. Margaret June Baumgart Murphy, 98, went home to be with her Lord on February 24th, 2020, while visiting family in Florida. A celebration of Margaret's life will be at 11 a.m. on Friday, March 6th, at First Presbyterian Church, 100 North Franklin Street in Danville, Illinois. A luncheon will follow. Visitation will be from 5 to 7 p.m. on Thursday at Sunset Funeral Home and Cremation Center in Danville. Interment will be private to the family. In lieu of flowers, donations to the Danville Family YMCA or Love, Inc. of Vermilion County are requested. And that's the end of the obituaries for Tuesday, March 3rd. We're going to turn now over to the News Gazette Rediscover Danville column. And today it's entitled Ambuck's Home and Living Expo by Carol Nichols. One of the first signs of spring each year is the Danville Ambuck's Home and Living Expo to be held this weekend at the David S. Palmer Arena in Danville. Saturday, from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Sunday, from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m., the event will offer booths and displays from a wide variety of area businesses and organizations. Admission is free. The Home Show, as it was called for many years, used to focus primarily on home improvement. Still, many of the small businesses are home improvement related. Among this year's exhibitors are Helitech Waterproofing and Foundation Repair, Girling Construction, Freeman Exteriors, St. Joseph Siding and Window Company, Country Carpentry, Bath Fitter and Coach House Garages. For that matter, buy a new home with the help of area realtors such as Remax Ultimate and Priority One Realty. Mormon's Home Improvement is this year's Prize Vault sponsor, so expect to hear their name frequently as prize winners with prizes donated from the various participants and an overall $500 grand prize are announced throughout the weekend. Today, the living aspect of the Home and Living Expo is also a big part of the weekend. Plan a getaway with Tina's Travel Services. Find relief for that nagging back pain with Bolin Chiropractic. Spruce up your home decor with Sunflower Wreath Design or Bianco's Wood Shop. Learn about the benefits of using Young Living Essential Oils from Shannon Schroeder or Tips for Great Skin Care from Mary Kay and Jane Adel. Pick up a scrunchie, a hairband, or a tutu for your little one, or a bar of fragrant homemade soap for yourself from Becky's Boutique. Bring the kids to see the great toys and games from Adventure Awaits Toys and Games, or stop by for free face painting by Cosmic Cameron Creations. Update your kitchen with Rada Cutlery Reseller by Marianne Hillary Hill Collectibles. Vendors will have items available for sale, so take advantage of this one stop to shop dozens of businesses under one roof. Enjoy area performers on the Iroquois Federal Stage throughout the weekend, and watch Kruger's ATA Martial Arts of Danville break boards for every dollar raised in their annual fundraiser to support AMBUC's wonderful projects. Pageant royalty will be on hand too. Stock up on your favorite Girl Scout cookies and find a forever friend at Kara's booth. Let the kids enjoy some tasty Dippin' Dots or play in the kids' area. Take this opportunity to help children in Danville by bringing donations of food items for the Food for the Children Backpack Program to the Senior Source Danville booth. Each week, Food for the Children packs 395 backpacks for area students who were at risk for hunger with enough food to get the child through the weekend. See the Senior Source Danville Facebook page for food items needed and partner locations where items may be donated throughout the month of March. The Home and Living Expo is one of AMBUC's largest fundraisers of the year, helping to fund the many good works they do in the community. The group has funded three playgrounds for everyone that are 100% accessible and incredibly interactive. Custom-designed Amtrikes offer a chance to ride a bike to children who may not otherwise be able to do that. The group also sponsors Challenger League Baseball, summer camp for ages 5 to 21 with cognitive disabilities, a Christmas party and breakfast with Santa for children with disabilities, and a New Year's party for those who have aged out of the Christmas party. Grab the family and rediscover the AMBUC's Home and Living Expo this weekend. And from the commercial news, we have this story entitled Laura Lee Collecting Used Shoes as a Fundraiser. Laura Lee Fellowship House is collecting shoes through March 20th to raise funds for general operational expenses and the implementation of new programs such as Teen Council, Teen Entrepreneurs Club, Life Skills Trainings, and Family Movie Nights. The organization has a 2020 fundraising goal of $50,000. Laura Lee Fellowship House will earn funds based on the total weight of the pairs of gently worn, used, and new shoes collected, as funds to orgs will issue a check for the collected shoes. Those dollars will benefit Laura Lee and go towards expenses to implement programs as well as keeping the doors open. Anyone can help by donating gently worn, used, and new shoes at Laura Lee Fellowship House, 212 East William Street. Additional drop-off boxes will be placed around town at Wright's Heating and Air at 525 South Gilbert, County Market Village Mall at 2917 North Vermilion Street, and Planet Fitness, also at 2917 North Vermilion. And finally, under the Community Briefs section for Danville, the American Legion Post 210 plans Italian Night for 5 to 7:30 p.m. today, with the Dixie Flyer Band performing from 6 to 8 p.m. Wednesday's menu includes chicken pot pie from 5 to 7:30 p.m. Thursday offers chili with grilled cheese from 5 to 7:30 p.m. Friday has a standard menu with fish, also from 5 to 7:30 p.m. And the Republican Women's Club, Vermilion County, is offering a $500 scholarship to a student majoring in political science or education. Students must have 26 credit hours, is continuing to attend Danville Area Community College, and is a registered voter. Application forms are available in the DACC Foundation office. Application deadline is March 9th. And that's about all the time we have for today, Tuesday, March 3rd, 2020. Again, my name is Greg, and it's been a pleasure to read for you. I hope you have a wonderful day. Take care.